Yarr! Shiver me butthole, me mateys. Scurvy dogs and sharp tongue winches. I'm going to be taking on the pirate challenge. Listening always is a spectacular pirate challenge. In the form of CB's Spill It questionnaire. So let's get started before I lose my pirate voice. Number one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? I would say I'd be about an 8 or a 9, similar. Although I am quite shy at times. I'm quite shy on GWA too, so I guess I'd say I'd give it about a 9, me mateys. Number two, what's the story behind your username? Fast. The story behind my username, I honestly wanted something that sounded similar to Cracked Out, which I'm almost always cracked out. No, not super, like I'm shooting up or anything, nothing like that. Just things that I say sometimes are pretty, like I would be cracked out, but I'm not, so, and I didn't want it to be cracked out. So I picked something, something that sounds like cracked out, and I came up with Cracked Out, me. I will be saying me mateys quite a lot, I think. So, number four. Who is your celebrity lookalike? Oh, shit. Well, I can't really think that I look like anyone in particular, but I remember once this woman that I knew, she had just seen that movie, what is it, The Hunger Games, and she said that I looked like that one fine lady, Katniss Everdeen, which I said to her, it must be the smile. That's the only thing. I've got a little bit of dimples going on there. Not in her dimple spot, but she's got dimples kind of like, I don't know. But anyways, that's the only person that, oh, and once my mother told me that I look like, if I were a man, I'd look like that one, from her, Percy Jackson's, and Percy Jackson in the what the fuck is it? In the Lightning Thief. That one. I do somewhat agree that if I were a young boy, I'd look like him. I don't know his name though. Percy Jackson. In the Percy Jackson character. Okay. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? What's the secret? Nobody knows this secret that I'm on Gone Wild Audio. Wait, no, they do. Someone knows, but but it's not like they're gonna go and listen to me or anything. But that's pretty much one secret. And one person knows, Amanda. I'm sharing that with you, but you already knew that I had a Gone Wild Audio profile. What bad habits do you have? Bad habit. I'd have to say, probably I don't chew on my fingernails. I kind of like pick and chew on the skin around them. It's awful as that sounds. That's a bad habit of mine. Mostly when I'm going through great deals of stress or anxiety. Woo! Already losing my voice. Alright, let's see. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Oh my goodness. Let me see if I can remember. Is it horrible? I just have an awful, awful memory. Let's see. I do believe that it was after I got home from the beach with my girlfriend, and I was sunburned to the extreme from playing out on the sea. I was so very sunburned, and then that's mostly all I can remember. We're getting down to business, and it was painful because I'm sunburned. I'm just gonna leave it at that. How frequently do you have sex with someone or with someone else? With yourself. Okay, I'm mixing in between British and pirate. I gotta get my accent straight. Let's see. How frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself? Currently, right now, I am single, so with myself, and I'm not one to just go around and sleep with just every old wench I see, so I'm going to go. How frequently? I'd have to say every couple of months I have sex with someone, maybe, if I'm lucky, with myself. Quite often, I go through periods of time where I just have to have sex with myself all the time. In times where I don't want to have sex with myself at all, so with myself, it varies, but mostly, more often than not. What is your biggest regret? Not paying attention in a Spanish class. I'm surrounded by Spanish speakers, and I know bits and pieces. I could put things together, and but I just can't. It's like I know what they're talking about, but I don't know how to talk to. I don't know how to say anything back to them. What would you do? Holy shit. What would you... Whoa. Speak up. Speak up, lassie. Whoa. What would you choose as your death row meal? Ooh, I'd have to choose an Indian dish because I really do like Indian food, and my favourite is the Malai kofta. It's really, really delicious, and I just love them little veggie balls that they put with a paneer in there and the cheese, and they roll it up and they fry it and they put it in the Malai. And it's great. It's super delicious. I would like that. It's my last meal. What is your favourite scent? The scent of the sea, me mateys. I do enjoy the scent of the sea, but I'm gonna have to go with I really do like the smell of lilac bushes in the spring. I really do. It just reminds me of home. What do you wear to bed on a regular night on 60-time nights? On a regular night, I'm wearing just shorts and a tank top, or nothing at all, or just shorts. On a 60-time night, I don't really plan 60-time nights, so usually my 60-time things are spontaneous. Maybe in the future when I have shit going on and not enough time to spend with my lover, maybe then I'd plan a 60-time night. Maybe then I'd do something sexy, I don't know, but until then, it's just going to be, I don't care, nothing. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? I do read in bed sometimes, not often at all. Not often at all. Favorite author? My favorite author? I don't know. I like to read a bunch of weird books about, like, palmistry and extraterrestrials and ESP and astral body travel. I don't know the names of any of the authors, but, I don't know who my favorite author is, but... Wait, I don't know. I think I'm gonna have to pick Anne Rice, because she's pretty cool. I met her once, and, what a lovely witch she was. Number 14. Holy shit. This is... my voice. Tell us about your most recent... sexual encounter. Well, my most recent sexual encounter, she lived in, down by the beach, and I met up with her I met her on the internet, and she was really so... She was even better than her pictures, let's just put it like that. And I'm surprised I got laid at all, I must say. But she was really cool, and I haven't talked to her since that day. And that's my most recent sexual encounter. Yarr. Okay. Number 15. Which one word best describes you in the bedroom, outside of the bedroom? Flexible in the bedroom. Just because... I guess I'm pretty flexible, but it's like flexible with whatever, I'm open to whatever, and just... doing whatever. I'd have to say it'd be intense too, just because I'm an intense, like, passionate person when it comes to that. All right, outside of the bedroom, I'm gonna have to go with chill. Pretty chill outside the bedroom. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? I do. I have,
I've had quite a few piercings and my tattoos currently up. I have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 tattoos, but the ones on my collarbones, I'm going to count those as one, even though there's one on each side. That's just, I'm counting it as one, because they're together. Have you ever come without touching your pussy, me matey? Yes, I have. I have. It was, in a dream. 18. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to do it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? Yes, I am multi-orgasmic. 24 hours, never have challenged myself to it, record thus far. Oh! But I never tried to set a record, so there's no record. 19. What is on your sexual bucket list? I would like to be completely and fully dominated by a mistress. I'd like to get a mistress. I'd like to be tied up, and I'd like to just be totally and full on degraded and slapped around and treated like a piece of dirt. Really, really. It's on my sexual bucket list. 20. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. I'm not having an orgasm right now, so it would just be too difficult. But it feels like a kraken emerging from the sea. Arr, and that's that. Hopefully this was tolerable. Really, my voice is, giving out. And I'm not even that loud. I guess I could have done it like this. I don't know, I was trying to save my voice from crapping out, so yeah. Farewell, me hearties.